face early.
And you are go.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Zone 3 Advisory Committee meeting of Thursday, January 19th. And I'm going to call this meeting to order. And can I get a roll call, please?
Okay. Member Branch?
Here.
Member Rushing? Member Guthrie?
Here.
Member Gibson?
Here.
Member Hageman?
Here.
Member Talley?
Here.
Member Ryder?
Here.
All right, thank you for that. And then we will go ahead and move on to item number 2, which is public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to make public comment on items that are not on this agenda? Okay, seeing.
Kristen, go ahead, can Shirley. I just apologize for my sunglasses? I just had cataract surgery.
Oh, yeah.
So of that's course. Why I look super cool.
Super cool. Okay, good.
That's a public comment.
Thank you, Shirley.
Hey, we'll note that for the record, public comment.
Stevie Wonder.
Okay, well, let's see. We'll move on to item number 3, which is the approval of meeting minutes for November 17th. Did anyone have any changes? Or if not, I'll entertain a motion for that.
I move we approve the minutes of the, oh, I can't read the date.
November 17th?
November 17th.
Marcia, is your mic, just maybe pull it. I don't know if they can get you. Is it on? Yeah, it sounds like it's on. Okay. All right. All right, thank you for that. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And any abstentions? Okay, moving on. Item number 4, it's operations report. And we're going to have a verbal update on the water plant operations, the reservoir storage, and the downstream releases, which is such exciting news, I'm sure. So let's have it.
The plant production right now is at 2 million gallons per day. State water is at 0.75 million gallons per day. The downstream release is off currently.
Looks like it's on. Now it's red. It needs to be green.
Ah, there we go. I can start over, so it's recorded there. Plant production's at 2 MGD. State water's at 0.75 MGD. Downstream releases are off. Capacity is 51.7%. The storage is currently 25,540.5 acre feet. Elevation is 490.98 feet. Rain to date is 28.03 inches. And the rain compared to previous years is 140% of average.
Okay. Can you repeat what was the capacity? Did you say 51.7?
We're at 51.7%.
Oh wow! So that's come up even in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And I have when we go to talk about the LRP, the very last page of the handout was a current grab of all our gauge data for today. So.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Yep. Anybody have any questions, Shirley?
Yeah, one question. Mm-hmm. How long was the downstream release off?
So we shut it off, I believe it was January 9th. It was right ahead of the January 10th storms.
Okay.
So with the weather reports that we got in the atmospheric river, we were concerned about flooding in Oceano.
Right.
So we turned off releases on the 9th.
Okay, and is it still off?
It is still currently
still off.
Off.
Okay, great.
Under the emergency declaration, we're waiting to kind of see where we need to be.
Okay.
We are also not cloud seeding at the moment. We have suspended all cloud seeding operations.
That was my other question, so good.
And that was suspended on the 9th as well.
So. Okay. Good news. Thank you.
Yep.
So no cloud seeding as of the 9th.
Yes.
And then the emergency declaration, we're going to sort of see how that goes before we start cloud seeding again or make plans, and also before we turn the downstream releases back on.
Correct.
On. Yep. Turn them on. Or not really turning them on, but.
Yep.
Okay, any other questions or comments about the staff's report? No?
Sorry, part of that. I think it's it. Or is that the next one?
Oh, that's
I'll
the next.
I'll let you get
The B.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then item B for the projected reservoir levels.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we did add, and this was a discussion that we had with the TAC, you'll find that on the projection, you'll see that it's red, yellow, and kind of a brownish color. That brownish color is where we would be at if we took away the storage that's currently in the reservoir. If you remember under the last drought, we brought in a lot of state water. And so we actually have about, I'd have to look at the report, but we're somewhere around 900 acre feet of district stored state water. And so that's what that brown line represents. So if you guys are looking at that wondering, you know, it's the no rain minus storage, that's where we would be if we had not brought in that state water when we did.
Okay. Okay.
And the TAC had kind of kicked it around because they wanted to know, well, should we be accounting for that water or not with our water planning? Because is it water that we can have or not, or can we take that water? And so we're kind of working on a plan to how to get rid of the district stored state water, because right now, obviously, it's on the taxpayer, and we're, you know, trying to figure out a good way to sell it or, you know, get it, you know, distributed into the Zone 3 system. So.
But to be clear, there are no actual molecules of state water in the reservoir.
Correct.
As John Wallace used to remind
Correct.
Us at these meetings.
We delivered state water in lieu of Lopez water. So it artificially raised, you know, artificially kept Lopez higher. But yes, there is no physical water, state water in Lopez.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Thank you for that. Let's see. Move on to item number 4C, which is November and December monthly operations report.
Yeah. So I'll point out on the November one, you'll notice it looks just like you guys is what you're kind of used to seeing for the operations report for November. Then if you flip the page to December, you'll see it gets very complicated. So under your guys' new contracts, you have storage rights. And you can, state water, you know, subcontractors can do agency exchanges. The district can do exchanges as well. So this is going to be the format. We had presented this to the TAC, a draft version of this, and they had some comments on it. And so, but this was incorporating their comments. So I just wanted to show that I still need to double check all these numbers to make sure they're correct. It is a new spreadsheet, and I want to make sure all the math is working. But this is what it's going to look like moving forward. So if you do have any questions, comments, anything like that, I'm happy to take them, and you know, and we can work on it. So
okay, thank you. Anybody have any questions or comments on that item?
Just want to make sure that I'm reading it correctly, David. So if just first column, contractor Rio Grande, if we go all the way over to entitlement in April to present, it says 76%, 76.4%?
Yeah.
So that's of their total entitlement?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and that...
That makes sense?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and then obviously then you have the state water table just below the Lopez table. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's kind of how it's working right now.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then I did bring this up to the TAC. So what we plan on doing too is... I don't know if any of you are familiar with Power BI. It's a Microsoft product. DWR uses it. And if you guys wanted to see an example of how it works and what it looks like, the graphical interface of it is really, really nice. And it's presents information very well. And it's manipulative. So if you wanted to like change a time period and look at usage over time, you could do that through Power BI. Right. Our plan is we'll give you this overall monthly report so everyone can see everyone's usage and storage and things, but we plan on pushing out an individual one for each agency. That way you can actually have your own you know, report, and it'll be very, the graphics of it will look a little more, you know, polished than this. So you can present it with bar graphs, pie graphs, all sorts of different ways. So, but the state's using it and it looks really, really nice, so.
Okay, great. Thank cool. you for that. Let's see. Okay, so now we're on to item 5, which is our action item this evening, which is to vote on the continuing the LRRP, the Low Reservoir Response Plan.
Yeah, so at the last, well, actually, I believe I canceled the last TAC meeting, but there was, or did I have that one? I can't remember at this point. there was, I think we did have that one. There was some discussion on whether or not we should exit the LRRP once we hit the 20,000 acre foot trigger. Per the last resolution that we took to the board to enter the LRRP, the language in there specified that it was above 20,000 acre feet, or it's an or, not an and now, or the drought declaration has been lifted by the Board of Supervisors. So now that we're above 20,000 acre feet, technically we can exit the LRRP. There was some discussion as to whether we should stay in it, at least to some higher point, that way we're not, you know, kind of bobbing back in and out of the LRRP. And if you remember in 2017 or 18, we actually took an item to the board and extended the LRRP because we had just gotten just above 20,000 acre feet. And we didn't want to, you know, we were going to be back in it in a couple of months. So we ended up just staying in it. When I was working on the agenda here, we were still right there at the 20,000 acre feet. Now, as you can see from the last page of the handout, we're sitting at, you know, 25,000, you know, well, we're going to be up to 600 acre feet, 25,600 acre feet, probably pretty quick. And it seems to be rising. We have more storms kind of on the way. You can see the little blip in the graph on the storage. That was literally like 2 inches of rain. So now that the ground is really, really saturated, every little rainstorm we're getting seems to be putting some water in the lake. So, but I did want to bring it to you guys and have you guys vote on either staying in the LRRP or exiting the LRRP.
So David, above 20,000 feet and Board of Supervisors, both of those are have to declared.
It's an or.
It's an or, sorry. Yeah. Okay, so it's either one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, any questions from staff? Okay, go ahead, Marcia.
You can go.
Okay. Did you guys discuss, and I know we got a lot more rain than we did a year ago, but if you remember, we got a lot of rain towards the end of the year, beginning of the, and everybody's, okay, you know, this is a good start.
Yeah.
And then,
right?
And then kept us in a kind of a drought condition. Now, I know this is a different circumstance, but, and I know that there is precipitation predicted, but we all know that it's maybe until it's actually raining. Right? So, and this isn't slamming weathermen, but just that's the way it is now.
Right.
So my concern would be, and I know that it's, since it's halfway full, even if we didn't get any more rain, I think we'll be good until the next rain year, I think is the rationale.
Yeah, definitely. And the projection chart kind of points to that, even if we got no rain.
Mm-hmm.
It's staying pretty full. And from what we saw in previous year's drought with the conservation efforts, these conservation efforts don't seem to like really just drop off immediately. It's kind of a way of life, right? Once people get used to taking less, you know, like shorter showers and all those things, it seems like they tend to stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
So in hopes, you know, everyone would be continuing to use less water. I can't tell you whether or not it's going to rain again for the rest of the season.
Really can.
but I can say that, you know, based on your guys' current water usage, the typical downstream release that we have and our, you know, safe yield of the reservoir, you know, it's sitting much better than we were, obviously. And I think that you could probably, you know, even if we got no more rain, I think we would probably be able to make it another year, maybe two, before, you know, we entered the LRRP again.
Mm. Right.
So,
thank you.
Yeah.
I had a question. So when TAC last met, it was only at about 20,000, so they didn't have a preference either way. They were waiting.
At 20,000, they definitely thought we should stay in. I think it was, it might have been Vard threw it out there that he thought that maybe the trigger to exit it should be about 25,000. So.
Okay. And does the vote need to be taken tonight, or can we postpone it to a later meeting, or...
We could postpone it to another meeting. That's totally fine. The only issue will be is that, you know, I'll continue to implement the LRP as it sits. So you'll be under your, you know, 20% reductions in entitlement until we decide to exit it. And then, but do know that we've always done it retroactive. So in the event that we exit the LRP, we would then increase everybody's entitlements back to full entitlement. So...
Okay.
So you'll see your percentages obviously all drop back down once you're, you know, once AG gets, you know, 2,000 acre feet instead of 1,700 right now. So
it basically depends on how conservative we want to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So how long did it take us, David, to go from 20 to 25?
Days.
Yeah. 6 weeks.
Very quick.
Yeah.
Awesome,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, the rains really did start putting water in it. It was right around, like, I think it was like, what, December?
Early December, we had a decent storm, but we didn't get much runoff.
We didn't get much runoff.
Mm-hmm. And that saturated.
That saturated everything, and now everything since then's been filling it up pretty quick.
It's continually filling, though, now.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It is. Because we did see it kind of, it definitely kind of came up and then leveled off. Mm-hmm. And you can see that right around, mid-December. And then after this last storm, it just shot right up, so.
And then it's supposed to be, my husband was looking at the weather, he said it's supposed to be dry for like a week or 10 mm-hmm. days, but then in February we're supposed to get more storms, is what the experts are saying.
Yeah, and we're considering, we'll see how much work we get done on the levees down there with the emergency repairs that we've been doing. So we will consider seeding those storms if the consultants can kind of, not guarantee, but kind of say that the seeding area will only be that watershed.
Mm-hmm.
So ahead of the January the 10th mm-hmm. rain event, they said based on how the storm's turning, they actually thought that it would dump, so we would actually end up seeding more of the Five Cities area in addition to the reservoir. And that was definitely we just said, no, we're not doing that. So,
okay. Yeah. Interesting. Brad, do you have a question?
Well, just, I think you kind of touched on it with the, what difference does it make if we do something now or later? And you mentioned the 20%. I know when we were on the other side of it, we said, I remember Shane talking about, people need to cut back because we're going to go below 20,000 and we don't want to get to the end of the year. People have spent all their money, spent all their water, and now we got to go get 20% back.
Right.
So now I'm trying to wrap my head around, okay, mm-hmm. so if we leave it in the bank, so to speak, does it matter? Will it trigger any of our, I know Avila went to stage 3 in our water conservation program. I think everybody kind of jumped into that. Mm-hmm. I don't see any of us probably doing anything until June or something, once the dust settles for the wet season, right. as far as those things go.
Yeah.
Is it what other?
The only other thing I point out is, our next meeting would be March, and that's the end of the water year. So, I mean, if you wanted to kind of take that time to decide in March, that come April 1st, all your entitlements are going to reset at that time, because it's the beginning of the water year. So maybe that's the good time to do it. But I guess it just depends on who's running out of water right now.
Yeah. Who needs water? So when we do vote on it, is it immediate or is it start with the new water? Like, okay, I'm not saying we're going to vote on time, but say we did.
Yeah.
And then would it be immediate or would it start the new water year in March?
So it would be immediate. So if you said you wanted to exit the LRP right now, mm-hmm. then literally tomorrow I would be directing my staff to increase your entitlements all back up to 100% with no reductions. And then I would send out an updated operations report that shows where you sit currently with your water usage based on full entitlement.
Okay.
So the Board of Supervisors doesn't have to take any action on this to...
Correct.
So, on one hand, I feel like, well, we have things in place, policy and, the process protects everyone. So we have this, and so now we're saying, well, we reached it, but we're not going to rescind it.
Mm-hmm.
But, if there's a big benefit to not, it seems like we gain so many acre feet in such a short amount of time, but we can't lose it that fast. We can't. So I just don't know if you're going to give us our full entitlements, does that mean we're going to spend a whole bunch more? Does that mean we're all going to, the public's not even going to know, right? So I kind of think no one's watering their yards. Are they going to take longer showers? Does it matter that we have more allotted to us? So I'm trying to I don't know if it really matters.
Right.
So I'm kind of, I could go either way if I hear a good argument. Yep. Maybe the public should weigh in.
I'd be happy to if there's a public comment.
I know, right? You're right. I didn't. Okay, so let's open public comment for the action item because we've asked lots of questions. Item number 5.
Do I have to push the 3-minute button?
Yeah, no.
Looks like it must be on. It's on.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. I don't see any buttons.
I think the guys will come out if it's
Yeah.
I can just yell really loud.
Right.
Sounds good.
So I'm on the tack, and I had I was involved in the development of the LRRP, and I'll keep my comments short and sweet. I think the LRRP and its implementation is something that the agencies should be able to rely on in terms of how it operates. I coined the thermostat analogy back when we were developing the LRRP, and the idea of that is that, you know, when you set your thermostat in your house at 70 degrees or something, if it's 69.5 degrees, your heater doesn't come on, and at 70.1 degree, your air conditioner doesn't come on. Well, we wanted to make sure that the LRRP didn't do the same, because it's a lot of staff time, mm-hmm. it's a lot of your time, it's a lot of the tax time in making these decisions and enacting and changing the charts and going through, you know, our individual agency determinations then on what we're going to do as it relates to water shortage declarations and conditions. So the idea was to give it a little bit of space on either end of those decisions. We even decided to go early preemptively as we were coming down to 10,000 acre feet, in an effort to try to save water. But now that we're well above 20,000 acre feet and climbing, I did some quick math. At 25,000 acre feet, you would have had a little more than, well, with full releases, with normal releases from the lake at 25,000 acre feet, you'd have a little over 4 months of buffer time. So a decision made and the work that the county would have to put forth to make all this happen and each agency's response to that, you'd have 4 months if nothing else happened and if the reservoir didn't continue to grow and if we were releasing downstream. Mm-hmm. With no downstream releases, reservoir still growing as we stand today, additional rainfall projected, you're probably well into, as Dave said, probably a year. Mm-hmm. So that, from the concept of the TAC who originally developed the LRRP, fits with our understanding of how we wanted it to operate. Mm-hmm. You know, we're well protected from not having to just jump back and forth.
Right.
So I would recommend doing it now, but that's just my recommendation. I know there's a lot of eyes on our water conservation programs and the penalties, and I'm sure there are in your cities mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. How each agency responds to the rescinding of the LRRP is up to each agency, and whether or not they choose to rescind their shortage declaration, rescind their penalties, whatever they might do. I know the pressure's on me to look at that right now, so mm-hmm. I would like to have some certainty from sure. my agency's perspective and my perspective as a city engineer mm-hmm. that I could rely on the LRRP mm-hmm. kind of doing what it's supposed to do mm-hmm. in and out when it's supposed to happen.
Okay.
That wasn't quite as short.
Thank you for that.
Oh, I'm Greg Ray. I'm a public works director for the city of Grove Beach.
Just
go ahead, Ben.
One more then. So how does this, and I'll maybe should know this, I guess, as I'm on the TAC as well, but does it affect our, so we've got our new contract amendments. Mm-hmm. Does it affect our silos? In terms, I guess, if we roll everything back as of March, then we have full allotments, then that water can be.
You do bring up a good point there. So if we go to full entitlement now, it'll be retroactive back to the beginning of the water year. You've done really well conserving. So when we generate our surplus water at the end of the year or end of the water year, you'll probably put more into storage. So if you get out of the LRP right now, you would likely be able to put more into storage than you will. Well, you will be able to put more into storage than if you stay under the LRP.
Because otherwise we get into that fuzzy area of leftover water when we're in the LRP, can't go back in our silos, although we didn't have the silos last time.
Right.
We had that conundrum, which has helped us push through the contract.
Yeah.
Not quickly, but we got it done. So that may be enough for me to mm-hmm. say maybe it's mm-hmm. a good idea to, and I'm hearing Will in the background and some of the other guys on the TAC.
Yeah.
Shane yelling from somewhere. I don't know where.
And I think it was Will who recommended going to 10% reductions. So while as the reservoir was kind of climbing, there was a recommendation to reduce to 10% instead of the 20% mm-hmm. reductions. Sure. So I think the TAC was already on board with starting to get out of the LRP. Mm-hmm. So.
Right.
Yeah, because Shane says it's always going to be okay, and it always works out. Shane's just like can see into the future or something. He's like, I told you. Okay, so do we have any more questions, comments? Does anyone want to try a motion?
Well, can we just say I move we discontinue the low-level release? I mean, does it have to be a deep motion with details, or is it, can that be?
I think because technically we're out of it. So once we hit 20,000, it ended.
Yeah. Okay.
Really, the vote today would be to stay in it because that would take board action.
Okay,
so we don't even need a motion.
Correct.
Oh. Okay.
So if we do nothing, we're out of it.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay.
So maybe I put it under the wrong section.
That could have been clear in the board packet. No,
yeah. I should have, outlined that a little better.
Good. Well, it would have been an action item I guess it just kind of would depend.
Wanted to stay
yes.
in.
Okay.
So you guys.
Terrific.
Yeah. So it sounds like the vote is to do nothing.
Yeah.
Do nothing.
Yeah.
With the understanding
that we're exiting.
We're out.
And you'll recrunch the numbers.
I'll recrunch the numbers, and I'll send out an updated monthly operations report.
Great.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, everybody. So now we're on to future agenda items. Anyone have anything that they want to bring up?
Yeah, I wanted to maybe we could get an update on since we're talking about LRRPs, what is the update on, restarting the LRRP update?
Yeah, so at the TAC meeting, who was it? It was, I'm just drawing a blank on his name. Jim Gehring. He brought up the fact and pointed out several paragraphs within the LRP that does not support the new contracts. So it's the way it's written, you can see that it wasn't in with the fact that you had storage rights in mind in these paragraphs. So yes, I think it was on my list to continue an amendment to the LRP. Mm-hmm. Just because we're out of it doesn't mean I'm going to stop working on that. So I'll continue to work on an amendment so it reflects the contract changes.
Right.
So, and I'll work with the TAC on those amendments. So.
Okay, great. Anyone else?
Yes, this winter season we have cloud seeded. If you guys are interested, we did cloud seed. I have the report for December. We cloud. It was, I think we threw out like 16 or 20 flares in December, I think it was. I can send you the actual report.
No, that's enough.
Yeah.
When is the last time we had a presentation about that?
On cloud seeding?
Yep.
I bet Jill presented that. I'll have, if you guys want.
I think it'd probably be good to just revisit that. People ask periodically.
And then the question that everyone always asks that I know we don't know the answer to unless there's something new is, if we didn't cloud seed a storm and then we did cloud seed a storm, there's no way to tell if we really got more rain. Or
so,
how much we got.
The science, if you look at the science, it kind of shows that cloud seeding increases rainfall between 10 and 15%.
Yeah.
Right.
One of my staff members actually went back and looked at the storage projection chart because it tracks our rainfall data. And she actually kind of overlaid the months where we seeded and the months where we didn't.
Yeah.
And it did show that on the months that we did seed, mm-hmm. we did get more rainfall than months that we didn't seed. But it's kind of a weird situation because we didn't seed because there wasn't
storms.
A whole lot of
storms.
Or they weren't, good storms to seed. So if you believe in the science, which,
it's science.
Should get around 10 to 15%. So.
Well, maybe the question is when are we due to renew the contract?
We just did.
Yeah, we just did.
Okay.
Yeah. So under the budget, we approved a new 3-year contract.
Okay.
So this is the first year to the 2022-23 year is the first year of the new 3-year contract.
And then we're going to seed from the ground and the air, right?
Correct. So we do have a pilot this time around. The previous contract, we did have air operations, but the pilot actually had passed away.
Right.
And finding people that actually do this kind of work is actually really hard because most people are staying on the ground. Most pilots don't want to fly into storm clouds. So Yeah, so yeah, but so we have air and ground-based seating this time around.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I do think it would be good for us, again, to get, you know, an updated mm-hmm. presentation whenever it makes sense to just check in with us.
Okay. Yeah, and I did get kind of a direction from my upper management, our deputy, and our public works director. If you guys need any conversations or any Q&A from them on cloud seating, you know, because they're the ones that are actually really pushing right now not to do any cloud seating, not to do the downstream releases because of all the flooding in Oceano.
Right.
I don't know even if in the next couple of weeks, if those storms are seedable, I don't know if my upper management will say
sure.
seed those, because we do still have people in the Lopez watershed mm-hmm. that had significant loss, mudslides like on their homes and mm-hmm. access roads, people can't get out, that kind of thing. So we're trying to protect the, you know, the downstream of the dam as much as possible, but there are people that do live back in that watershed right. that we're still trying to protect as well. So
not to mention the infrastructure that got thrashed on the
correct
road.
Yeah. Yeah, the force main on the sewer line for the wreck area.
Yeah, okay. I think we all appreciate all the work of the OES and the county and everybody that was involved helping. Yeah. I know our district did what they could.
Yeah,
sure.
I was night shift for 3 days straight, 12 or 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. on the levee. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you for that, David. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's why this one was not put together as well.
You even had time to put this together for us. Good job. Yeah.
It's all right.
With fingers in the levee, like little Hans.
A little bit is more than I'd like to say. So, yeah, it got really hammered in these storms. So.
Okay, I think that's the end. Unless I will move to adjourn. Unless there was anything else. Okay.
No.
I don't know if you have to move. We just adjourn.
Well done, Kristen. Thank you.
Great job.
Yep. Thank you.
Record time.
I know.